Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi. Is this I'm sorry. Let's see here. I forgot. I've been talking to you all day.
Oh, may I know your name, please?
Mavis.
Sorry?
Mavis.
All right. And who do you want to talk to?
Oh goodness, I don't even know his name. How many people work there? I'm just trying.
May I know your express name, please? Like, have you placed your order already, or you want to place your order for something?
I was talking to, let me see, hold on, Robert.
Robert?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. I can connect you with Robert. Stay on line with me, all right?
Okay.
Thank you for staying on the line. This is Robert Frost. How can I help you?
This is who?
Robert Frost. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Hi, Robert. This is Mavis.
Hey, Mavis. How are you? You could have called me on my number. Hello?
I didn't see which number was it? Oh, yeah.
No. The number I was texting you from.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
The number I texted you from, my personal number.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Yeah, we did talk quite a bit, so I do not... I'll look for the number.
Do you want me to call you from there?
Well, but which number did I just call?
Are you calling it the website's number?
Oh, the website's number. Okay,
yeah.
So the website number is not convenient?
It is convenient, but it's on you, not an issue. So, yeah, you did go through the email that I sent you, the compliance person, Mr. Tom.
Okay, so my question is, yes, I went through the email, so the 217 number is from where?
Come again?
Oh, the number 217.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where is it located?
You're calling me, dear. It's an extension towards my my place. Like, you need to dial the extension to divert the call towards me. But in case you didn't know about it, so you were just directed towards me through the person who were speaking with you before. So it's not an issue, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay, I see.
Anyway,
okay.
So, yes, have you decided to go with your first exam that is scheduled for Friday, right?
Yes, so who is the expert I'm going to be working with?
You're going to be probably working with the two of the best experts that the company has to offer. It will probably Mr. Ellison or Mr. Max, who can help you with the pediatric exam on Friday.
Okay, Mr. Ellison or
Mr. Max.
Mrs.
Ellison? Mr. Ellison or Mr. Max. These both are the best experts we have to offer for the exam that you are looking for. So that's why I'll be connecting you with him once you are displaced.
Okay. So is there any ways you can be connected so that we can talk, or
Once the order is placed, you will be connected with the expert through text, emails, calls, WhatsApp, anything that's easier for you guys to communicate with. You can
okay.
talk to him whenever you feel like, before the exam or at the time of the exam.
Okay, and it, everybody's in the United States, right?
Yeah, you can speak to them and they will guide you about the regulations that needs to be followed for the exam.
Okay, I see. Now, what was my other question? Now, what kind of degrees do they have, either one of them?
See, Mr. Max has a master's degree in nursing, and Mr. Ellison, he is a PhD expert. He has a doctorate degree for this.
Okay. All right, I see. And do you guys usually get a lot of people contacting you guys for how many success stories?
Well, if you want me to share some proofs of people that getting help with us, we've got around more than 1,000 customers that are being catered. And for a day, we are completing around hundreds of orders. So you don't have to worry about it. Once the order is placed, you can simply ask questions to the expert, and you do know that we are willing to work with you even in the future because we have discussed that you have got more exams. So obviously, I'm looking if I get you satisfied this time with the exam, you're going to bring more work for us in the future, and that's what we're looking for.
That's right. Absolutely. So, so what we're going to do is you said, I'm going to pay like
$60
for this first exam. I'm not going to pay the total 60. I'll pay 30 just to make sure it's legit. And then
see, I already gave you the discounted price, Mavis. I already gave you a discounted price from 90 to 60.
I'm saying, because it's my first time, I will pay the 60, but I'll pay the 30 first until the exam is, because I want to make sure I'm not doing anything crazy. And then once the exam is done,
you're not doing anything crazy, Mavis. You're paying to get your exam completed. I know you. This is your first time, and you're worried about this. So let me just guarantee you that I've already provided you discounts, and if you want me to cut down the payment in half and half afterwards, that won't be, like, easy for me. It's going to be a bargain. But I'll have a look at it, and if they agree on it, then we can do it.
Yeah, okay. So what's going to happen is because I need the experts. How would they take this exam?
Since it's an exam directly on your portal, they're going to simply log into the portal themselves and do the exam because, this proctor does not require a webcam, right? So they can simply just log in and do it themselves without you having to worry about it.
Okay, so I'm going to have to give them my password and my username for them to log in?
Yes, password, username, and login, yeah.
Okay, and then I'm just going to go to class, and then they're going to log in when it's time to clock, and they're going to take the test.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and once the test is done, because with the proctor, I don't get to see, I'm going to have to also log in because I don't get to see them, like, taking the test.
Come again?
How would I know when they're done?
Okay, once it's done, you can simply know that they will inform you that Mavis, the exam has been completed.
By text?
Yeah, by text.
Okay, all right. Okay, sounds good. All right. And most of the tests is done also on Blackboard. And they're familiar with Blackboard, right? I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah, you need to share the Blackboard details with which institution that you study at, the name and Blackboard with the username and password. You can share them to me on the text. And in the meantime, I can try to convince them to get you to pay half and half. All right?
Okay.
And
all
I'll
right,
give you a call
good.
Back.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pay. I just want to make sure that, I'm not giving money to, somebody I don't know. It's my first time, so you should
understand. Yes, I understand that. That's the reason I told you I'll talk to them.
until I built, you know,
don't worry about this, Mavis. See, don't worry about this. Since we're going to need you to bring more back for us in the future. So $30, $40 are not going to be a bargain for you, and it's not going to buy us a castle or a plane. So don't worry about this. Your money is safe, and everything is going to be completed perfectly as you need it to be.
Okay.
So just let me talk to them and let me figure out everything. You share the details with me. I'll have everything covered up, and I'll just give you a call within 10 minutes.
Okay. And then
right.
We can move forward.
And then we can move forward, yeah.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care. Bye.